SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Rallying the base in Iowa.
Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5th, 2024. We got to make sure it ends.
Former President Trump, the current Republican presidential frontrunner, at a rally earlier today in Fort Dodge, Iowa. The rally aired live by C-SPAN. One pro-Palestinian group posting a threatening map on the web.
According to the New York Post, the group shared a map of New York City newsrooms, businesses, and landmark buildings online, calling for direct action to globalize Intifada. In addition to the News Corp building and the headquarters of NBC News and the New York Times, the radical group Within Our Lifetime also called for followers to target the offices of technology companies. The verbiage with the map stated, quote, "Each of the locations on this map reflects the location of an office of an enemy of both the Palestinian people and colonized people all over the world." The post was later deleted. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the newly minted Speaker of the House making good on a pledge to release previously withheld footage of the riots at the U.S. Capitol.
Some of the video has already been released by the congressional committee that investigated the 2021 attack at the Capitol. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's move will make the sounds and sights public. He says it will provide millions of Americans and criminal defense the ability to see for themselves what happened that day.
And that's correspondent Jackie Quinn. The United Auto Workers Union, by a wide margin, ratifying a new contract with Ford and automaker Stellantis, an agreement that, along with similar deals with General Motors, will hike pay across the auto industry. The contracts to run through April of 2028, officially ending the six-week UAW strike against Detroit's big three car makers. This is SRN News. It will be a solemn Christmas in Jerusalem.
The leaders of all the major Christian denominations in the Holy City say churches all across the country should keep their holiday celebrations modest this year in solidarity with the victims of the October attack by Hamas and the ongoing war. It's already widely expected that tourism to Israel next month will be much diminished by the crisis. In addition to Christmas, Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 7th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concerns says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan's preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan, where they face violent persecution for their faith. This is SRN News. Well, they'll pay tribute next month to a showbiz icon.
CBS will celebrate Dick Van Dyke's 98th birthday with a TV special next month. Dick Van Dyke, 98 Years of Magic, will air December 21st, 1 week after his birthday. Van Dyke says he's been with the network nearly 70 years, starting with the CBS morning show in 1955. And he adds he is, quote, incredibly honored that he will have a birthday special and can't wait to be a part of the show. Jason Walker reporting.
Investigators have identified a person of interest in the Los Angeles freeway arson fire last week. It closed the roadway for days, snarling traffic as crews worked around the clock to repair the damage. CAL FIRE releasing two photos of the individual, saying it's seeking the public's help to help to identify that individual. More details, SRNnews.com.